The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara says here, Dafayin Ches Amud Aleph, if someone murders a treifa, he is pater. Now what is a treifa? Someone who suffers a fatal injury, which caused him to have one of the simoni treifa. That's a treifa. And if someone kills him, he's pater. So firstly, I would like to discuss the reason for this halacha. Why murdering a treifa is not chayiv mis. Now, it's not clearly explained in the Gemara the source of this halacha. The Gemara brings a machlekes Rav Yehuda ben Seira and Rabbonon regarding goyses b'dei odom and bases it on drashas of psukim. But the source of the halacha of killing a treifa is not specified. Now, concerning other aspects of halacha, we generally consider a treifa as a living person. The Gemara in Gittin says that as long as he's alive, he may give a get to his wife. And it will make a difference in a case where he has no offspring and his wife will fall to yibum. And by divorcing her, he releases her from being restricted to yibum. The Gemara says over there, Shochat boi shnayim, oi roiv shnayim. Someone was shechted. Rahman al Islam. Shnayim, oi roiv shnayim. The Romas. And he hinted, and he said, Kisvu get li ishti koisvim benoisnin. And despite the fact that he definitely is a treifa, we consider him as alive. Now the poskim agree that a treifa can be mitzdar for a minion. This could come up in a hospital. When visiting someone fatally wounded, who's in a state of treifa, if he's still conscious, he can be mitzvah for a minion. And he's actually chayv in all mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that he could still perform in his state. So generally, a treifa is a living person. But by ritzicha, we view him as not alive. Like the Gemara calls it, gavra g'teila kotel. He killed a dead man. And the reason for this is simple, because the isra of Ritzicha is ibud nefesh, for terminating the life of a person. But here, that the victim's life is not permanent, he didn't really terminate the victim's life. The preceding injury is what caused the ibud nefesh. And the Tos Rid in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Vov, he expounds on this and explains that although a treifa is considered alive for all dinim in the Torah, here by Ritzicha, he's considered dead, because the Torah says, Ish kiyake kol nefesh. A complete nefesh, excluding a treifa whose nefesh is not complete. Okay, so that's the reason why killing a treifa is not chayiv misa. Now, obviously, you cannot kill a treifa in your spare time. In fact, we paskin that you're obligated to be mechal Shabbos in order to save the life of a treifa. This is called in the paskin chayisho. So you definitely can't kill a treifa. Nevertheless, but still, killing a treifa is not considered as a ritzicha. You're not chayiv misa. So we'll now discuss that killing a treifa, which is definitely forbidden, is it a form of ritzicha, but just with a leniency of being exempt from misa, or is it not ritzicha at all? This question has several contemporary halachic ramifications. I'll get to them soon. Now let's start with the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Beis Halacha Ches. The Rambam says, "Ha'oyrig is a treifa. Afal b'sha oichul v'shoyse u'mahalach b'shuk. Harei ze poter midinei odom." This is where the Rambam codifies our din that ha'oyrig treifa is poter. Now, take note. The Rambam says, "Poter harei ze poter midinei odom." Now, a similar idea the Rambam says in the beginning of the parak. Someone who soicher hoirig larig is chaveiro, someone hires someone to kill another person, or kofas chaveiro v'nichol lefnei ari, and he's killed. All these cases where he didn't do a maisa biyodayim, avoin hariga biyodayim, the Rambam says, shefech domim hu, chayif misa l'shamayim, ve'imem misas bezin. The Rambam also continues that kol elu aratzchonim, that in rotzam melech Yisrael, lohorgoi b'din ha-malchus, b'takonas ha-oilam, roshos biyodayim. Many ways, Rav Chaim Oizer in Tshuva and Ebenezer Simni Yutes and the Brisker Rav, they both maintain that the same way that the Rambam says by Ritzicha, by Gromo, that he's Chai B'dini Shemayim, the same goes with the Ritzicha's Trefa, where the Rambam says Hareza Potter B'dini Odom. So they understand he's Chai B'dini Shemayim. So now it may appears from the Rambam that he says you're chayiv din shamayim, that it is indeed considered tzicha. It just has a miut that you're not chayiv din yodom. It has the choymer of tzicha. However, we still do not see openly in the Rambam the tzicha of a treifa is a form of tzicha, because being chayiv din shamayim is possible by other averas as well. It may be on the level of another avera. But listen to the following Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet. Ben Noyach Shehorag Nefesh, Afilu Uber B'me'ei Imoy, Nerag, Olo V'cheinim Horag Shreifo, Nerag. So this certainly indicates that Ritzichas Shreifo is indeed Ritzicha, and that's why a Goy who kills a Shreifo is Chayiv Misa. But then again, it's not necessarily muchach, because the dinim of Bnei Noach are very different from Dine Yisrael. We see a goy is chayef misa even on gezel. So murdering a treifa is not worse than stealing. Okay. So, this is a shaila. Is killing a treifa, is that a form of ritzicha? Or is that just an iser? Now, with being familiar with the former details, I'll present you with a case that Rav Chaim Oizer in his Sefer, Achiezer, deals with. He was asked the following shaila. There was a fellow who was in need of a certain surgery to save his life. Without the surgery, the doctors gave him only a few months to live. But the procedure itself was risky, with a high chance that the patient will die during the operation. So the question is, what should be done? Is it mandated by halacha to take the risk, or does halacha require him not to take the risk and rather stick with the several months of life that he has, that he certainly has? So Rav Chaim Oizer starts this heavy question with quoting the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah says over there, Chav Zayin of Alf, Misrapim mehem ribui momen v'li ribui nefoshes. If a Jew has his animal is sick, he could have the animal cured by a goy. But he may not use a goy, a non-Jewish doctor, to cure himself. The Gemara explains, because a goy is suspected on Shvichas Domin. And using him as a doctor could be a possible danger. Now the Gemara continues that this is only by Suffolk Chai, Suffolk Mace. When his sickness is not clearly fatal, it's only a Suffolk. So you can't go ahead and go to a Goyish doctor because of a possible danger of Shvichas Dom. But if Vadei Mace, if his illness will surely cause him to die, he may go to a non-Jewish doctor. The Gemara explains that even though not going to the doctor, even with not going to the doctor, he will definitely live for a period of time, for a week or two. And by going to the doctor, there's a chance of dying earlier than that. The doctor might kill him on the spot. The Gemara says, "L'chay yisho l'chay shinon." We don't pay attention to chay yisho. So the fact that it's only chay yisho that's at stake, he's allowed to go ahead and take the risk. The Gemara proves this from the story of the four Mitzrayim at the time when Shemrin was besieged by Machne Aram, and there was terrible hunger in the city. So the former Tzoroim, while sitting out of the city, they said, Mo anachnu yoshvim poi ad mosnu. What are we sitting here until we die? Im amarnu novi yoyir, if we'll go into the city, v'orov bo'yir v'masnu shom, we'll die there. V'myashavnu poi v'masnu. We'll stay here, we'll die. Aton luchu, let's go, v'nipolo el machne arom. Let's go to the machne arom. Im yechayenu nechye, im yechayunu nechye. If they keep us alive, okay, we'll live. Yimisunu v'mosnu. So here, they chose to risk their life, their lives of chayesho, because they were definitely going to die, whatever the case is going to be. So they risk their lives by entering the Machne Arom, based on the fact that they're anyways destined to die soon after. So based on this, Rechai Moses starts his tshuva, allowing and possibly obligating this fellow to go through this surgery, because it is only Chayesha that's at stake, because he cannot live more than a few months. So even though the operation has a risk of killing him, but it's only Chayesha. So of course Chayesha may not be terminated for no purpose at all. And this is all talking about when the risk that he's taking is for a constructive purpose to attempt to save his life. All right. Now, however, Reb Chaim Loizer quotes the Sefer Mishnas Chachomim, who raises a question concerning this halacha, which is, does the Torah allow a person to actively put the life of someone in Chayesha in danger by doing a maise? Or maybe the Torah only allows to passively kill someone with chayesha, like the story of the Mitzrayim, that they were just putting themselves in a dangerous setting. They were not doing any maise that would have killed themselves. So the Mishnah Chachamim rules that in such a case of this surgery, where there's a risk of not just dying, of killing a person, because through the surgery, the doctor might kill the person. So he rules that the surgery should, that a Jewish doctor should not be the one to perform the surgery, because the risk over here is not just passively killing, he's doing a maisa. So rather, he says a non-Jewish doctor should be used if possible. Now, Reb Chaim Loizer adds that this is only when the patient is not in a state of treifus. He may be gravely ill, but he's not a treifa. But if he was injured and is regarded a treifa, then the ruling will be opposite. He says, a Jewish doctor is preferred to do the procedure rather than a goy. Because this is based on the facts explained before. That murdering a treifa is more lenient by a Jew than by a goy. The Rambam says a goy is chayiv misa on murdering a treifa, where a Jew is not. Therefore, a Jewish doctor should be used and not a goy. Now, this is the view of Reb Chaim Loizer. However, Reb Moshe Sternbuch Shlita, in his Sefer Tshuvas VeHanhogos, in a lengthy discussion on this topic, he differs in opinion with Reb Chaim Loizer. He maintains that although we do find that concerning the Oynish, the halacha for a Jew is more lenient than of a goy, this does not indicate any leniency in the actual Isser. The same way a goy killing a treifa is regarded as Ritzicha, a Jew who kills a treif is the same. It's only with reference to the Oynish they are different, that a goy is chayiv misa and a Jew is not. So therefore, it's not better to use a goy, to use a Jew for the surgery than a goy. Now, getting back to our original discussion, if Ritzicha's treifa is on the level of regular Ritzicha, just with the exemption of Oynish, or is it not an act of Ritzicha, This is the basis of the opinions of Rav Chaim Moser and Yevodah ben Chaim L'Chaim and Rav Moshe Sternbuch. Now Rav Moshe Sternbuch bases his logic on an interesting shaila posed by the Minchas Chinuch as follows. We're all familiar with the halacha of roidef. If you see someone running after another person to kill him, you must kill the chaser to save the life of the other person. The Minchas Chinuch asks as follows: what if someone is roidef a treifa? Are you allowed to go ahead and kill the roidef? So we did mention previously that you may be mechal Shabbos to save the life of a treifa. You're allowed to be over on Isser to save the life of a treifa. Now that doesn't involve killing another person. But here, maybe you can't kill this person to save the life of the treifa. And the Minchas Chinuch does not decide on this. But Moshe Sternbuch brings from the Maril Diskin, who says that there is indeed a din of roidef by treifa, and you are allowed and must kill the roidef to save the life of the treifa. Now, based on this, Moshe Sternbuch proves that the murder of a treifa is level to ritzicha mamish. Because if we would not regard the life of a treifa to consider its murder as ritzicha, then we cannot employ the din of roidef. So therefore, Moshe Sternbuch, based on this, proving the ritzicha of a treifa by a yid is the same thing as ritzicha of treifa by a goy. In this case of the surgery, there is no advantage of using a Jew over a goy.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.